Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lucretia Hayes, your host of The Awakening. I'm excited to be with you guys again this weekend, TGI Friday to everyone. I hope you're having a really blessed day. Today's show is actually an interview and girl talk with author Lakia Garrison, and we'll be discussing her book, her new book, Manipulover, which, I mean, the title says it all. It's a ingenious title, and it's a well-written book. I mean, you're really going to enjoy the book, and definitely you're going to enjoy hearing from the author. But before we get to our topic for today, I just have a couple of announcements. First of all, I want to let you guys know that we do have a group now for The Awakening, and the group is on Facebook, so definitely look us up there and join us over there. All the show postings are there and different things like that. You can have discussions with prior people that's been on the show, prior guests, and also any questions for me. And then, of course, if you ever want to be on the show, if you have a book or a business or a passion that you want to talk about on the show that's related to women, definitely contact me and we will arrange an episode and a time and an interview. Okay, the other thing is, for those of you who don't know, Adjacent Smiles is selling quite well, getting a lot of rave reviews, and so I'm just really, really proud of my first love story. I mean, this is my first really, truly love story. So definitely check that out. It's only $9.99, and it's also available on Kindle and also Barnes & Noble and anywhere else you want to buy books, or you can get it at my website, which is www.lucretiahayes.com. With all of that being said, guys, I just want to kind of let you guys know that it's two things, really it's three things that I want to start today's show off with, three thoughts, and I want you guys to kind of keep this in mind. First of all, one of the primary reasons why I decided to do a show for women is because as women, we go through quite a bit, and I'm not saying men don't, please understand this. Men and women both, people in general, being human, you're going to go through things, but as women, there's far less support for building us up. The whole society as a whole has almost turned in a way to cause women to turn from honor and dignity and self-respect. And so it's so important to have someone there that's there to build you up, because here's the thing, it doesn't do no good to have all the money in the world if you're not happy with who you are when you look in the mirror. And so this show is geared toward building up the inside person. You have to learn to be strong. You have to learn how to stand on your own. You have to have character. And so that's what this show is about. And the second thing is this. As you go along in life, you're going to encounter problems. You're going to encounter issues. Some of you have taken yourselves out of the game because you are too focused on all your flaws, your mistakes, and all of that, and you've lost sight of what makes you valuable, not because you're perfect. You're not valuable because you're perfect. You're valuable because you're imperfect. All of those nicks and cuts and bruises and bumps, all of that come together to make up who you are. And so because you are created in the image of God, you have value that goes beyond, that's way far more reaching than your own actions and all of that. It goes into your own DNA, the fact that you were created by God. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. So keep those two things in mind. And then the last thing is this. Sharing, the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. Christ did that part already. And the word of our testimony. And that's so important to hear other people who've overcome different things to go forward and pursue their dreams. And so that's another aspect of this life, you know, and living this way, living in a way that makes people say, I got someone I can look to give me some guidance and show me how to go about actually coming out of whatever struggle I'm in and walking into the promised place, because that's what you're trying to get to, the promised place. Now, guys, it's important that we learn what we have to do to move forward. I just got a message, and I am sorry to say that our guest will not be here today. So we're just going to go on, and I will actually plug her book, because Manipulover is important, and I'm going to keep the topic for what it was, which is girl talk about dating and relationships. Now, going back to what I was just saying, when it comes to this life and living the way we want to live, a lot of us are doing it backwards. We're trying to get the career, we're trying to get the marriage and get the kids and get the things and all of this before we define who we are. And so what happens is we actually get into a situation where we end up wanting, you know, to have a good life, but we don't know how to create one that we could be proud of because we've already been, so to speak, we've already tied ourselves into a life that's not really something that we really wanted. But because we actually started doing these things before we knew who we were, we've committed ourselves now. It's a lot of people who marry someone just because that pretty much was the only person around and available, and they had been dating them so long, and then they get married, and then over the course of time, in the course of years, and they begin to learn different things about themselves and about life, they become unhappy and feel trapped because they got into something that's permanent before they figured out who they were. Before you do anything, before you date anybody, before you marry anybody, I'm telling you what I learned through Hard Knocks. Before you do any of that, you need to be in touch with your star player. You need to be glued into who you are. Who are you? Not who do people think you are, not who do people want you to become or want you to be. It's who are you? Who do you want to be? What do you want to stand for? Because here's the thing, guys, I've dated all kinds, and let me just say that just because you date a person don't mean that you're sleeping with them. You should not sleep with every person you date. I really want to make that clear. Dating and sex are two different things, two different animals altogether. Now, I've dated quite a few people, all kinds, from attorneys to med students to street guys and all of that. I had my different times of dating different kinds of people, and I never could find any satisfaction or happiness in the dating because it wasn't about the people on the other end of me. It was about what was going on inside of me. When you get the inside of you right, and when you get the inside of you solid, and it's built up on care, power of God, and the fact that He loves you, and you learn how to love yourself, you won't make as many mistakes in dating. Now, in the book Manipulover, one of the things I love that Latia did, and we're definitely going to reschedule her soon, but one of the things that I love that she did is she talked about being used and all of that, and she talked about going through situations where you learn that the person you're dating is not who you need to date. And so in her book, she talks about this guy who doesn't really have a job. He doesn't really have any goals or any life plans in place or anything like that. He's just kind of aimless, and he's wandering, and he kind of expects a woman to take care of him. Because, guys, let's just be honest. Women are not the only gold diggers in the world. You have men gold diggers. You have people in general who actually use relationships as a way or means of taking care of themselves. So here's this guy in this book, and he's basically trying to use women as a means of taking care of himself and all of that. And so she, being a successful woman by all rights as far as working, having a great job, career, having financial means about herself, targeted. And what makes her susceptible is she's lonely. So she's dating someone that's beneath her station. Now, let me explain that statement because it's real important that you guys get this. When it comes to people and it comes to God, we're all even. He loves us all. No one sin is any bigger than another or any of that. So when it comes to your value is unshakable. Your value is because you were created in the image of God. Now, let me clarify why I made the statement a minute ago about station. First of all, when I say that someone is beneath your station, it deals with calling and it deals with choices. Okay, not everyone wants to be married to a doctor. Not everyone wants to be married to a preacher. Not everyone can be married to a doctor or can be married to a preacher or can be married to an actor or an actress because their life choices does not line up with the other person's life choices. So what I'm saying to you is this. when it comes time for you to date someone, you need to already know which direction you're going in. And I mean, especially when you're dating seriously, when you're choosing a life mate, you need to know what your life is about. Because if you choose a mate that's going in a different direction than you wake up one day and realize you want to go in, then you're going to create a split. And then now your desires and his desires or her desires are so different, and they're going in so many different directions, it will pull you apart, and relationships already go through enough, already have enough enemies. Listen at this. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm right there in the midst of them. When you get married, you have a spouse. So now you have your two, your point of agreement. If any two of you touch and agree anything on earth, it's done. Okay, so marriage gives you an automatic point of agreement. That's why it's so powerful, and that's why it's always under attack. So it's so important that you got a good picture for your life before you start trying to build a permanent life with someone when you don't even know who you are yet. See, it's a reason why babies don't date. It's a reason. I mean, if you look at little kids, they actually get crushes pretty young. I mean, by three, they already claiming girlfriends and boyfriends, and they want to buy each other stuff. So those feelings of affection between the male and female gender come really, really early. But they're not in a place of maturity yet to say that they know where they're going, they know where this person is going, and they're going to go together. Okay, but a lot of us are grown, but we still have the mentality of a baby because we do not have direction for our lives. Where does direction come from? It comes from God. I did not intend to do this show today by myself, guys, so if any of you do have a question or a comment, please feel free to jump in. All you have to do is press 1, and we'll go on from there. Now, again, direction comes from God. And so when you are looking for the path to your life, you have to get back in touch with your source, the source of life, the giver of life. And so when you get into a place of oneness with him, for those of you who don't know, I wrote a book called The Path to Oneness, really, really powerful. It's an e-book only, available on Amazon, or you can contact me later on via Facebook or email or something, and I can arrange to get you a copy. Very, very powerful book. In The Path to Oneness, I talk about getting back into oneness with God and then back into oneness with yourself. So on that path, as you're seeking direction for your life, then you will meet the right people. A lot of us are so afraid of growing old and dying alone that we make terrible decisions. We put our lives in jeopardy. We put our career in jeopardy. I mean, we set ourselves back while we think we're moving ahead. Everybody can't be your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Everybody can't be your man, your woman. Everybody can't be your husband or your wife. Everybody can't even be your friend. There are some people that just are not meant for you. They're not meant for your life. There are some things that you're not meant to do, some places you're not meant to go, because it will only detract from where you're actually destined to go. Now, again, in Manipulover, one of the things that I love about it is the lady is very, very aware. Tremel is aware. She realizes that the relationship she's in is not necessarily a productive relationship, and she has questions, but she keeps entertaining him even while she's going through these questions of the relationship and dealing with the loneliness and the fear of being alone. Because a lot of us, if we're honest, we dream of the white picket fence. We dream of actually having children by the one mate and just finding this love that sweeps us off our feet and keeps us happy all the days of our life. And happily ever after happens every day. I think about 2 months ago when I was working on, well, about a month and a half ago, when I was working on Adjacent Smiles, that was before we released it, I started talking about happily ever after, and I began to pray about that, pray about it. It's like, God, why is happily ever after so hard? And he had to show me that happily ever after, while it's difficult, you know, that's what I said. I asked him, why was it so rare? And he said, it's not rare. He said, people spend their whole lives together all the time, every day. It's just that people in pain cry louder than people in joy laugh. I want you guys to really get that. The tears of pain are louder than the laughter of joy and happiness. So what happens is a lot of times we focus only on all the divorces, all the divorces. Well, it's a 49% divorce rate here, which means that there's a 51% rate of divorces that, I mean, people, marriages that don't split. Okay? It's kind of like a moment of seeing the glass half empty or half full. How will you perceive these things? Well, even the ones that stay together, he cheated, she cheated, they did this, they got babies outside of the relationship, yada, 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 whatever the case may be. Okay? However, what you're not looking at is that somehow through all of those challenges, they made it together. Happily ever after don't look like a challenge-free ride off into the sunset, live on the beach, and never worry about anything. Happily ever after has, unfortunately, a whole lot of work that you have to do to get it. I mean, you have to pay bills together. You have to actually take care of children together. You have to later on be concerned about your parents together. You're going to have to bury family members together. You're going to have times where you don't want to be together. You're going to have times where you question one another. This is all that comes along in a relationship. Happily ever after have to be worked out and chosen moment by moment, day by day. So in Manipulover, as she's working it out in herself, what she wants to do, and whether or not she wants to sell herself short by choosing to be with someone who she knows can never give her back what she's given him, she begins to ask herself some really hard questions. So just like Trammell, we have to ask ourselves some really hard questions. Questions like, am I really in love with this person, or is this the person I really want, or am I afraid of being by myself? Am I really ready for a relationship, or am I just tired of sleeping alone? Do I really love this person, this man, or am I just lustful right now and need to get the physical aspects of sex because that's what I'm desiring? You know, I have learned a long time ago, guys, and I'm going to move into the raw part of it because, I mean, there's no way, no other way for me to be. But I learned a long time ago, guys, that the majority of the mind tricks that we suffer come at our own hands. We play some serious mind games, and we do it well. Basically, what we do is we lie to ourselves because we feel like we need to justify what we're feeling. You know, and so during the time period that I was single, and I was single for quite a long season at one point in my life, telling myself, I would meet a guy and we would be dating and I would get all caught up in it emotionally, like, oh, I really just like him so much and I just really like him and blah, 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 I want to spend all this time with him. But really what it was is I didn't want to spend all this time by myself. And it took me a lot of years to work myself into a place where I'm comfortable being alone. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I don't need to be distracted by mail or by friendship even. I don't need to be distracted by constant activity, even though I am constantly busy. But now it's because I choose to be, not because I'm running from my inner truth and I'm running from pain that hadn't been resolved. If you're aching and you're hurting and you've been abused, been through some things, just been through some things, and, you know, and you really hadn't got over it and the stench of all of that is still on you, then it's better for you to deal with that before moving into something else. Because I'm telling you something, guys, pain is actually something that can make you feel so desperate that you'll begin to deceive yourself to end it. For those of you who don't know, I have lupus, and I also have epilepsy, which is a seizure disease, and I also have Graves' disease, which is a thyroid condition that affects your heart also. So dealing with these three things, I'm constantly in pain. I mean, the lupus by itself is just a mug. It really is. But I have severe headaches and have had for years, and they would always give me all kind of medicine. More, I mean, I could get anything I wanted as far as pain medicine was concerned, from morphine to Dilaudid to all kind of stuff. I mean, I know all of the pain needs. But they would sit there, I literally wouldn't take them until my husband would come to me and be like, you need to take some because I'm tired of all the crying and you need to sleep and you just can't, you know, keep sitting here hurting like this and letting your blood pressure go up. But I never liked having a pill to calm my pain. I wanted something to fix the source of the pain. I was tired of it. Because when you medicate pain, what happens is the medication, it takes a minute, and then it actually kicks in, and then it wears off. And so you have to medicate again, and then you have to medicate again. And I hate redundancy in any aspect of my life. It's already so many things I got to do every day anyway. I got to bath, got to eat, I got to brush my teeth, got to do my hair, got to do all of these things. I don't want no more redundancy. So I began to deal with the fact that all of these things that was wrong with me came from stress. It's autoimmune disorder, my body attacking itself, which took me down a journey that caused me to write Cascade of Tears for everyone else to, you know, be saved all the pain that I had to deal with learning. But as I began to correct my thinking and as I began to deal with my own personal issues, I noticed that my body got better and stronger and better and stronger and stronger and stronger to the place where I didn't even need pain medication. Not to say that I don't go through pain, but I realize what it's about, because they'll do anything to stop the ache, to stop the hurt. And a lot of people are aching and hurting in their hearts, and so they try to actually medicate it through sex, through dating, through going out. They have to be in some kind of relationship, or they got to be in the middle of some kind of something, because they cannot stand the solitude of being alone, because they don't like what they see right there. The Bible says it is not good for man to be alone. So we know it ain't meant for us to be alone, but there comes a period in time in every person's life where they have to be alone long enough to get in touch with who they are, because until you're in touch with who you are, all you're going to be doing is spreading bits and pieces of yourself all over the place, and then you find yourself scattered, deluded, powerless, tossed to and fro, hither and yon, just back and forth, because you have no foundation right. And then you build up on that. You don't build a house and then try to go in and lay the concrete in the foundation. It does not work that way. Before you do anything, you have to break ground, and you have to actually put in the plumbing, the sewer, the this, the that, whatever else going to building the house. I don't know. I'm not a carpenter. But I do know the foundation comes first and everything else goes up after that, because you can build the most beautiful house, but on a faulty foundation, it's going to crack, it's going to crumple. I tell you guys all of this stuff because I love you. You know, it hurts me sometimes. I scroll through Instagram especially, and I mean, it was just like at one point every few posts was somebody having sex, a naked guy, naked woman, you know, something about sex. It's sex, 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 everywhere you go. Everybody's talking about the homosexual thing. I don't believe that we have more homosexuals now than we ever had. I just think that now people are so obsessed with what people are doing with their bodies that it's talked about now more than ever. People are bored. They're trying to distract themselves with whatever they can because they don't want to deal with themselves. Why do you think we have all this reality TV? Why are people so tuned in to shows that's talking about who's the daddy, how many people they slept with, how many people want to fight, and how he done slept with five sisters and he married to this one and that one got kids by him while he married to the other sister? That kind of dysfunction is popular because people want to be distracted from what's actually going on in their lives. And so what I say to you is this: it don't matter how many distractions you find. It doesn't matter how many people you date. It don't matter if they're doctors, lawyers, dentists, if they're chiropractors. It doesn't matter if they own hotels, if they're a movie star, a singer. You are not going to be happy until you get happy on your own. Because the joy and stuff that we seek in other people, it has to come from within. No one can make you happy except you. No one can make you a success except you. At the end of the day, no matter what's presented to us, it's our decision to accept it or deny it. It's our decision what kind of life we're going to live and who's going to be a part of that life. You are accountable for you and you only. And so, as such, we got to stop blaming. Now, this is a little bit of a rabbit hole, but again, I didn't intend to do all the talking today. But the truth of the matter is, guys, it's nobody else's fault if your heart was ever broken. Nobody else's fault. Your heart was broken. Your heart was broken. Oh, he lied to me. He deceived me. She lied to me. She deceived me. They lied to me. They deceived me. They walked away. They abandoned me. They did. They did. They did. At the end of the day, how you feel about it and what you do about it is your choice. See, we do not have the right to handcuff people into our lives. Your life should be like a door that's revolving. As easy as it is to get in, it should be as easy as it is to get out. Now, I ain't saying that it should be always a cycle of people coming in and out of your life, but it will be. I didn't like that either. I used to try to keep the door to my life completely shut, and I try to hold on for dear life to the people that was in it, and I try to keep all the ones that was out, and I had my life so jacked up because of fear that I was making terrible mistakes, and I get a person, I would suffocate the life out of them because I wanted my man to be my man, my best friend, my sister, my brother, my everything else, my mama, my daddy. He can't be all of that. He can only be my husband whenever I get married again, whenever you get married again, your wife, your husband, whatever. Your friends can only be your friends. Your mom can only be your mom. Trying to make anybody everything to you is a big mistake. But we do that when we hadn't defined our own lives, when we hadn't dealt with our own pain. And the biggest pain that we'll ever have to deal with is the pain of letting go of all the things we've done to mess our own self up. Because, see, guys, the thing is, it's the reason why most people blame everybody else. Like, for instance, me and my husband, some of you probably remember when I was married to a pastor, and we had a really nice ministry. He is one of the most powerful men of the Lord I've ever met. And I will never take that back, even though we're not together. When he left me, when he decided it was done, you know, I could have blamed him, but I had to look at the facts. And I had to accept what I done wrong, because me pointing the finger at him was not going to get him or I anywhere. So the best thing for me to do was to look at Lucretia, to look at the fact that, you know what, you never really gave him your heart. You loved him, but you never really showed it because you was afraid. You know, you left your marriage unguarded. You left your marriage unprotected. You were this, you were that. See, me accepting what I did wrong helped empower me to never, ever do that again. You accepting whatever is wrong in your life is not to say, oh, I got a bad attitude, everybody just got to deal with it. That's not accepting. Accepting it is, okay, I have attitude problems. I have issues with this thing. I have issues with that thing. I have a problem with fear. And now, because I know I have that problem, I can fix it. I can begin to put steps in place to come out of this problem, out of this area, out of this trouble. See, I'm not going to stand about it for nobody. I'm not going to do it, not when I know I've been called to higher heights and deeper depths. I'm going up. You got to decide you're going up. And to go up, you have to embrace whatever it is that's been holding you down, okay? Embrace it, deal with it, and then move on. Guys, I'm calling you today to make sure you get a copy of Manipulover, especially if you're single. You need that book. And then on top of that, sit down and spend some time with yourself before you go out on your next date, before you call or text the next person when you're lonely. Sit down and figure out why is it that you're feeling lonely. And I promise you, I'm telling you what I know. As you begin to ask yourself the hard questions, even though it's going to come with some tears, you're going to be so empowered and so full of joy at the end of this journey of self-discovery, because that's what it's all about. Thank you for tuning in today. I will reschedule Lakia as soon as possible. And again, thank you guys. You have a blessed and prosperous day.